views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer, Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved people. Happy Easter. Happy new beginnings. What I ask them, you know, because I always ask the channel, what am I supposed to talk about today? And I thought it was something entirely different, which is what I wrote the e-blast for tomorrow on. But that's not where they want me to go today. They want me to talk about believing. And that's really the only word we started with. And then last night, we took Lanny's daughter to see Cinderella. And of course, Cinderella is a fairy tale. But of course, as it happens, it reminded me that it's everything that we teach and everything that we talk about in the creation process. You know, have courage. And believe, and have courage, and be kind. And if you really, truly believe, it'll come true, right? Well, we call those fairy tales. And the channel wanted to point out that all those messages that we are using for the creation process has in the past, and in our inner child, been taught as a fairy tale. Now, fairy tales can come true. It can happen to you if you're young at heart. So therein comes the principle of be as a little child, right? Be naive. Be in joy. Be in excitement. Be in the expectation of it all. But if subconsciously we're holding that all of this great creation process is a fairy tale, and we know that fairy tales are for kids, right? They're not for adults. They're for kids, and they're imaginary. So if we really have mixed belief systems going on in there about whether fairy tales really can come true, and we know that we're the creator of ourselves and our lives, and that the perspectives we hold about ourselves and the world and creation and how it works creates exactly how it works, then we really have to look at whether we're thinking all this fairy tale stuff actually can come true. And when you grow up, you call a fairy tale a miracle. And we also say they're nice stories that teach lessons, right? So there's a part of us on this Easter Sunday that's going, yeah, the resurrection was a nice story, right? But it doesn't happen to me. I'm not reborn. I'm not brought alive again, right, with new life. If you're of the Jewish persuasion, we talk about the Exodus, the great Exodus from Egypt, and the parting of the sea, right? Well, that's a fairy tale. Or is it? Was it just a story to teach us? And if it's a story, what is it teaching us? That miracles happen if you believe. So if we are truly going to celebrate this day as a day of new beginnings, we have to really believe. We have to believe, and we have to know, and we have to be willing to accept that life is a fairy tale, that we create miracles from. So as we go into this show, I want us all to come together and claim right now that we absolutely direct, and direct is command or demand, that we receive the highest information, the highest knowledge, and the highest understanding around any question that is going to come up on this show, because we truly believe in miraculous healings, and we truly believe in miraculous creation. And so it is. Okay, so another surprise, as you know, our next upcoming webinar, which I was, you know, there are things that I like to cover, and I usually know kind of where I want to go on the webinars. I was told absolutely that the next webinar had to be violence in America and the world, because if you really are objective and you stand back, you can see it escalating, or the fear of it escalating. So when I asked them, what's something today that I can know or bring in about this webinar, it really kind of knocked my socks off. And the violence is escalating, and the focus on the violence is escalating, and our fear of the violence is escalating, because do unto others as you would have them do unto you has become do unto others to protect yourself before they can do it to you. Kind of a whole different perspective and world. And what our perspective and belief system is the world we create. You know that. You create you, and then you create your personal world, and all that goes back into the collective consciousness, and we create the world. So let me read that to you again. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you has become do unto others to protect yourself before they can do it to you. Now, this is somewhat addressed in the e-blast tomorrow in specifics. But I said, okay, why? What's the biggest cause? And this is what they gave me literally 10 minutes ago. And now it's not the biggest cause. So I'm going to read it to you, because obviously the community coming together is bringing in something in even bigger. What they gave me is the lack of family is now one of the biggest contributors. The lack of family, the family unit, the fact that we're spread all over the place. And when we are together, we are not together. We're on some mechanical device, and we're not interacting. And that has created a lack of, now hang in here with me, because I fought this. They said, no, you have to use this word. The lack of family has led to a lack of religious teaching. But the basis of all religion is love. So we are not teaching ourselves, reinforcing ourselves, and teaching the newer generations that they are the creator of their lives, because we're not spending enough time in family, which takes us away from the religious teachings that was based in love. And then when you spring out into your own creation, so therefore I am not the creator of love, equals very false teachings of superiority. False teachings of superiority. So I'm better than you are, and you're going to try and take advantage of me, so I'm going to take advantage of you first. And it really resonates with me, this lack of trust that we have between, well, ourself and ourself, ourself and others, and certainly nation against nation. So that's the first insight. And now they're going to give us something even higher now that we're all together. Sheets, book, song. Well, I went right to ET. Oh, okay, got it. And so therefore, we don't help each other get back home. Oh, my God. I love it when it happens in a moment like this. We're not helping each other get back home to that open heart, to that trust, to family. E.T. was trying to get back to his family, and they're talking about the family of man now. Wow. Oh, you got to love that. Okay, so we're going to bring all that into balance, invoking the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. With an open heart, we claim, I am divine love. I want to remind you that Conscious Creation, number one, is June 5th through 7th. Thank you for those of you who have responded and already, because if you're going to do it, I have to know by May 13th, guys, if we have a full enough class. Conscious Creation number two has been moved one weekend. It is now August 7th, 8th, and 9th. I had to do that because of the upcoming wedding and plans that needed to be moved around that. All righty. And they want to remind you that today you are truly risen anew, if you so claim you are. If you want to talk to me, press 1, guys, and that'll let Stephen know that he needs to come get your information. Press number 1 now so that we know about how many callers we have. And I'm thinking that we can go to the callers now. All right. We can go to the callers, yes. All right, we're going to start with Susan in Niagara Falls because I haven't heard from you for a while. Duty, what's up?
Hey, guess what? Well, I am arisen anew. Actually, it's snowing out here, too. Did you know that?
Oh,
it's weird.
Oh, my God, it's snowing?
It's snowing. I couldn't believe it. I woke up, I'm like, oh, my goodness. There's huge snowflakes coming down. It's really weird.
Well, beautiful. I know. It's so beautiful. What can we do for you, Susan?
Well, I am risen anew.
Get a yes, just, Matt.
My bankruptcy started, and I'll be going to court next month, and in 2 months after that, I will be done.
Good.
So that.
And what's going on with the tenant thing?
I have my tenant, which is my regular one is known, and then the other one is the unknown.
House is filled up?
Yep.
Good.
And Eric is out, and he's in the system working his thing, so he has to do his thing with the way the system works,
yeah,
which is good for him.
Yeah.
So all is going well there.
You've made humongous steps, Susan, to get out of your victimization. And that, you know, I want everybody to hear. I'm going to teach a little lesson here with Susan because Susan floundered for so long in, as we all do, the victimization of, oh, poor me, and why is all of this happening to me? And then she really started looking at self-love, and she started working on how she was setting herself up to stay in this cycle. And she did some really tough love work with herself, didn't you, baby?
Yeah.
And then you
so
took
slightly.
Action. And then you took action.
Yep.
And that's the process of creation, guys. You know, you don't. It's not about I'm going to sit here and let the world, the God, the angels, the guides tell me what to do and do it for me. You know, you are the creator. You're the director of your own ship. And then the universe comes in to help and guide you. So that's the most important Easter story that you can get, is to rise up for yourself and create yourself. To me,
yep.
That's what the Christ message was all about. Anyway, you have the power to do this. You have the power to do more. And I'm teaching you that I love you so much and trust you so much that you can go out there and do it. So good for
Thank you. And you were wonderful on General. I hate soap operas, but you were so terrific.
On General Hospital. Oh, my gosh. Thank you.
Yeah, I only watched it because of you.
Well, thank you for watching.
She's done. She died.
It wasn't one of my prettier parts. Thanks a lot, sweetheart.
Oh, but you were excellent. I loved it.
Thank you, darling. Thanks for watching, Susan. Bye-bye.
Okay. Great.
Oh, my goodness. Susan in Portland, you're on.
Hi. Can you hear me?
I can.
Oh, good. Thank you so much for your talk today. This is the first time I've called in. And
we have a little virgin. Welcome.
Yeah, I'm very much so that way. Thank you. So I don't know what to say, but I've been active most of my life, and I've been very responsible. With God's help, I've created a very successful life for myself. Mm-hmm. And yet after my dad passed 3 years ago, I've lost something big. And since then, my business has suffered so much that it's possible it won't continue.
Okay.
Bills are mounting faster than I can pay. My health has declined. And for the past 2 years, I've pretty much, this is really embarrassing. I shared this with my girlfriend who, this is why I'm calling in today. I've been in bed for about 2 years, unwilling and unable to face each day fully the way that I used to.
Okay, I get a no on unwilling. I get a yes on everything else you've said. So it's interesting that you said your dad died, and when I say it has anything to do with your dad or his death, I get a no.
Okay.
So let's. Are you ready for some tough love here?
Oh, yes, of course.
Okay. All right, because the first thing they want you to know is you're using your father's death as an excuse. You're
okay.
using it as an excuse not to keep creating you. Do you think your dad would want that?
Oh, I know he wouldn't. And
okay.
In fact, yeah.
So nobody's making you do this other than you. Do you agree with that, Susan?
I do. I take
okay.
responsibility for that. I just don't understand why.
Why
this
do you
is
need to understand why?
I don't understand it.
But what I'm saying to all of you is, guys, all right, I'm going to walk Susan through this. Everybody pick their own thing. Susan, do you want to stay in bed?
No.
Okay, well, see, I get a yes.
Okay. Maybe my little girl wants to stay in bed and pull her covers up because I have 1 month left that I can pay all the bills and then I'm done.
Well, yeah, that's true. So what you're saying to me is, I want to turn all this around.
Yes.
Is that true?
Yes.
Okay. Who's the only person that can do it?
Me.
Okay. Can you do it staying in bed?
No.
Okay, so you don't really have to go any further than that. You know that I want to turn this around. I've got to get out of bed. I need to get back to work. I need to get my life force back. And so how can I do that? What's the first step I can do to do it? And your first step is to freaking get out of bed and start doing it. We all do this, guys. We use needing to understand and why can't I, as long as you ask yourself that, you're never going to find out how you can. So, Susan, you've got to start going, I'm getting up out of this bed, I'm getting myself together, I'm getting my life back together, because that's what I want. So where do I start? Now, when I say you're ready, willing, and able to do that, I get a big fat no. So I want to know why you're not ready, willing, and able to do anything that you have to do to get what you say you want.
You know what? You're right. It's the big fat no, because I don't even know. I don't even know. I'm baffled.
Give me a song. I'm going to give you some insight here. Give me a song.
A song.
Uh-huh.
Ay.
Anything that pops in.
So much. The Sound of Music.
Okay. That's the first thing you do. Now, you've lost your joy.
Mm-hmm.
And your dad's death did have something to exacerbate your loss of joy, but it started 5 years before your father's death. What
yep.
happened about 5 years before his death? Was
That's
it with
easy.
A guy?
My husband. I can tell you.
Yeah.
My husband would tell me that I can't run a business. I don't know how to do it. And yet everything he was saying was proving to the contrary. Of course I could. I started a huge
That's it. That's what you're grieving about. It's not your dad, it's your flippin' husband. Are you still married to him?
I am. We were separated for a while, but he's back and
And he's disempowering you. But
of
he's
course.
Disempowering you because you're letting him, Susan.
And, you know what, and Dee, I completely see that. And I don't know, this is why I'm so in a quandary, because I get it, and yet I don't even understand what's going on with me because of that.
What's going on with you is you're letting him define you. He said, you can't do it, and you said, oh, okay,
right.
I'll buy that.
Yep.
Well,
yeah,
stop it.
Fighting him.
You know
I don't know how not to do this anymore.
No,
this
that's
is where
not
it's
true.
Like, I see it. You're right. You're exactly right. I get it. I've known that, and I don't know how to stop it.
That's not true. That's not true. I just told you how to not stop it. You get out of bed, and you start proving him wrong. And if you can't prove him wrong when you're with him, you got to leave. Because you've got to get up out of bed and start getting you back together as the woman you know and love.
Mm.
Right? You don't, you know, they're flashing Buddha in front of me. You know, nobody defines you but you. Nobody
right.
can, you know, teachers like myself and everybody else can lead the way, guys, but you've got to walk your own path. Only you can walk your path. So, you're at the moment now, Susan, where you have to say, am I going to stop and stay in bed and let my business go to hell in a handbasket? Am I going to do that? Or am I going to get myself back up, regroup, and be the strong woman that I know I am? That's the only question you have to ask. So which one do you want to do today?
Both of them. Isn't that... I feel embarrassed.
Okay.
The second one of being just, let me let it all go and just let it all go down. Just let it all go down. That is an option, but I don't think that's the one I really, really want, because I know that this is
what I really
wanted. You
wouldn't have called into this show if that's the one you wanted.
Say that again? I'm sorry.
You wouldn't have called into this show if you wanted just let it all go down. So quit farting around with yourself, baby. This is a big game you're playing with yourself. And until you really decide that, nobody can help you.
Right.
Except you.
Yes.
You're the person, you're the God you're waiting for. You're the information you're waiting for. You're the power that you're waiting for.
It's so,
and as soon
I don't
as
know where
you,
it is. I'm sorry. I don't expect anybody to answer because I feel so...
Okay, well, I have answered is the question, is the point. The channel has answered.
Okay.
It's within you. So you've got, is there anything? Yeah. You see, you just don't want to hear that it's you, honey. You want to keep blaming him. And as long as you keep blaming him, you're never going to find the power of you. All right? Good luck to you, Susan.
Thank you, Dee.
Uh-huh. All right, guys. You know, we're the answer, we're the answer, we're the answer, we're the answer. Donna in California. Hi, honey. You're on.
Oh, hi, Dee. How are you?
Fab. Thanks. Happy Easter.
Thank you. You too. Happy Easter. Yeah, I had the same problem. I was depressed, and I couldn't get out of bed for a long time. It was betrayal, and, it made me grow up a lot. And I realized that we do have to be responsible for our own happiness, and that includes speaking up and communicating. Sometimes I don't do that, and then later I get my power back, and there's nothing wrong with speaking up and, you know, protecting ourselves. But what I wanted to tell you is that now I'm trying to meet someone, and I got on that Match.com, and I don't know, I'm a little disillusioned with it, because it's kind of like a job interview, and if you're like 5, 10 pounds, you know, you're 5, 10 pounds overweight, you're being judged by that right away. And
okay, all right. So let's just stop there because I can tell you some of your belief systems already. If you look out into the world, you see a world that judges you, don't you?
I do.
Yeah. Well, that's why all your experiences on Match are leading you to really focus on judgment and how you feel. And you're judging yourself then. So, everybody, let me walk you through this again. How I see myself, how I see the world, how I see the world seeing me. All of those have to come together for us to be complete with the creation process. So if I'm seeing myself as 10 pounds overweight and I have a belief in place that I have to look like, you know, a Victoria's Secret model for the guys on Match.com to respond to me, and I see a world that judges me because I've always felt judged because I had all those beliefs in place, then I am going to attract everybody that judges me, or I'm going to read in judgment to everyone that I attract because that's the only perspective I have. Did you follow that, Donna?
Yes.
So you've got a shift, honey, within you. Wow, I'm getting up today, and I'm going to challenge myself, and I'm going to commit to start seeing a world that accepts me and honors me. Honors is the highest word. Because if I'm going to be honored in this world, I have to see a world that honors me first. And I have to honor myself first. So talk to me about that. Do you get it?
Yes, I do get it. And sometimes I'll go into a place and I'll hear that honor. And
Yeah. Good. Because that's what you're trying to attract. And there's this other part of Donna that goes, no, you're not. You're judged. And you want to integrate that part and guide it back into, I am honored in this world. If you have to put up 50 Post-its around your house.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm telling you, it helps. I use this. That's one of the exercises in the I Love Me, you know, play shop that we put up Post-its. That's one of our one-day assignments. I have Post-its all over. I'm looking at one right now. I love you, D. Wallace. And it's on my computer, and I come in and I look at that, and I go, I love you too, D. Wallace. And I just talk back to it. I have one on my mirror that says, I am honored, I am important, I am forever and eternally honored and important in this life. Because that was one of my big things that I had to retrain myself to see myself and the world as that. So much, guys, depends on how you see the world. And back to our first lesson today, do we see a world as a miracle or as a fairy tale? Do we see our world as a world where we absolutely can and do create peace right now? And do you believe that that can be a real world or just a story? Do you believe that you can be honored in this world by men, Donna?
I do. Sometimes I get insecure, though, so I've got to break through that insecurity.
Okay, so I am secure in knowing that I am honored by men and accepted by men, just the way I am. But then, you see, you have to do that with yourself then. Do you honor and accept yourself just the way you are, or do you have to lose another 10 pounds and then you will?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So you got it. The laugh tells me you got it. That's where we all have to start. Look and see what you want to create. Rise up to create it, and the world around you changes. I promise you. I'm living it, and I'm stunned daily now as I watch all of this reveal itself when I stay focused and in love and feeling awesome and great about what I want. All right, sweetheart. Thank you for calling in. Hey, let me tell you, Lanny and I have been together for 2 years. We met on OkCupid.
Oh.
And he has been one of the biggest blessings of my life. Now, did I meet some other people on Match and that weren't so much a blessing, or were just, yeah, okay, nice having coffee with you, but this isn't going to go any further? Sure. If you're going to buy the house you want, you got to look at a lot of houses to decide, oh, I want that room, but I don't want that backyard. So, you know, use it as you shopping for what you want, not them saying, yes, I'll take you anyway. All right? Shift that perspective, Donna. Thanks, honey.
Thank you.
I'm giving you hope, okay? Hey, Phyllis, happy Easter, baby. What's up?
Hey, happy Easter, Dee. Yeah, all this totally applies to me. Yeah, I totally created the job I want.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, let me act that back to you for a minute, Phyllis. Yeah, I totally created the job I want. Doesn't sound very... Could you get a little more excited about creating exactly what you want, dude?
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Yeah, I think that the thing is I hit this point with the one person who supervises me. I'm like, okay, stop. I'm gonna create this as a good relationship. So,
oh my God, that's huge for you.
I know.
And have you?
Yeah, it's funny. Everybody else around me is just, like, incredible. If I talk to them, we do this and we get this done, and it's just like that. But then this other person, it's almost like there's a sort of a, I'm not going to give you the information you need.
Okay, so
kind of
we
play a game. Yeah, so I don't
we
know what's going
on. This. We know that this has been an ongoing challenge for you around
yeah.
how you see the world against you, right?
Yeah.
This has been your big thing, Phyllis. Sheets, book, song. Give me a movie.
The Right Stuff.
Okay. Well, The Right Stuff was all about the astronauts, right?
All right.
Okay. And, I mean, I don't remember the movie, but the words they're giving me is, if you're going to fly into space, you have to work together.
Yeah.
Everybody's got to work together. And when I say you're working together with this guy, I get a no.
Okay.
So, and you're working together with everybody else, I get a yes. So I want to know the one thing this guy represents that creates Phyllis not wanting to work together with him. And we're going to the sheets, and we're going to a core belief. This page here, 1, 2, 5. 3. As it's written is, I don't think I have enough energy to do this, but, and this is an interesting word, and you'll have to explain from your point of view and perspective what this means. I don't think I have enough class to do this.
Class?
Yeah. Does he rank above you?
Yeah,
that's
maybe.
What it's
no,
about.
No, it's not a rank thing. It's just
Well, I get a no on that. So let's explore that because I get that it is a rank thing. All the other people that you're getting along with and doing so well with, do they rank above you?
it's not really a rank thing, it's a pay thing, but I think this is the local. That's the problem I had at the last job, is the locals, the way they withhold information.
Okay, well, there's your perspective right there, baby.
Yeah.
You just named it. You got to love that, right?
Yeah.
When that happens. So your perspective of the world is that the locals are withholding information so that Phyllis can't do her job.
Yeah.
And the locals, they're saying to me very clearly, are beneath you in your perspective. And that's why they wanted to go to rank.
Interesting.
Yeah. Well, so let's just go to all this. No, they don't want to go there. All right. Boy, I was stopped in my tracks. That's for the webinar. Okay, fine. Good grief. All right. So, but, okay, let's talk about my trip to China. Can we talk about that? Good. Okay. So, as you know, they're taking me to China, and I'm aware daily of this quiet little fear that keeps farting around with me. And I realized, I said, well, there's nothing to substantiate this, so this must be my little girl. And I realized that when I was a little girl, we were inundated daily with the fear of communism and how you had no rights. And as you know, China is still a communist country. And so that little girl in me is going, oh, my God, I don't have the right of free speech. I won't have the right, you know, if I have to go to the police, I won't have any rights there. I mean, ridiculous stuff like that. But that is what runs you. So when you were little, how do the locals fit in, Phyllis? In your neighborhood, who were the locals?
Oh, the surfers. And they would, like, bully you when you walked to school and stuff.
Yeah. Okay. That's where you're going. That's where your little girl put this together. Go all the way back there. So really what it's about is that, boy, this is great. Everybody listen, because this is all our stuff. You don't feel safe with the locals. And when you feel safe and trust them, they'll release the information.
That's so interesting, because the actual Hawaiian people I feel really safe with.
That's a true statement.
And the love and stuff.
That's a true statement.
Wow.
And when I say, and when you work with them, I get a no.
When I work with who?
The locals.
Oh, I'm putting the so-called locals separate from the actual Hawaiian people.
Yep.
Yeah.
This is how we put together all these erroneous belief systems when we're little. Guys.
Oh, okay.
I keep telling you, if you've got a problem or a challenge in your life, know that it's you, know that there's something you have to shift, and start asking your inner child what it's about. So, like, what happened when we were little, inner child, that has something, when did I feel like this before? When did this start? You'll get a lot of answers, guys, if you do that. All right, sweetheart. Thank you.
Okay,
nice to hear from you, Phyllis.
Bye-bye.
All right, Miss Ann. Ann, I'm bringing Ann on. Ann's home burnt to the ground about a week ago, and we've been in communication. Hi, sweetheart. You're on. How are you doing? Ann, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, sweetheart. You're on. What can we... I just was filling in the listeners about your home and everything.
Okay, yeah, Rudy came with his questions on my cell phone at just that time. what's going really well is it's shifted a lot of things for me. I always wanted to be a part of this community. I am being swamped with love and the everything's good, and I'm handling it beautifully. And it's been really good. This morning I'm shaky inside, but it's, I think, just the body reacting. You know, I can't believe even the insurance company is coming through with tremendous support and people. I think it's that we're going through the house for the first time tomorrow with all the adjusters, all their tech people, and my two contacts.
Yeah, that's what you're shaky about, sweetheart.
Yeah,
is what you're going to find. Okay.
What I'm going to find and trying to remember everything and get it all together to get it handled tomorrow.
So, Anne, I want to point out to you, you know, I'm trying to help all of you consciously use the four cornerstones. I want you to see how you're not in the present moment. Bring yourself back to the present moment, baby, and see if you can calm yourself. In this moment right now, all you have to do is be peaceful and talk to us.
Okay. Yeah, I'm just trying to tell you what's been going on. I'm trying to go through all the burned things and pull out the numbers before I turn them back over to her, because she said I should not have brought anything out of the house and they're dangerous. And we got things out of the basement, you know, for convenience. And my son judged me for going and doing that this morning. And, you know, I said it's not that I'm worried about the cost of it. It's just, you know, I didn't have the space the next day to go out shopping. I was so blessed to have coffee down there in the cupboards where the fire wasn't. But the lady says even the stuff that was in the refrigerator I shouldn't eat. So I've got it all back out there to show her what I had, and I've gone back and replaced it yesterday. And I'm just walking, and we've got a house bin. They put us in a timeshare. We've been blessed in so many ways, and I've been so fully in gratitude and at peace all week.
Yes, and that...
And I get it is staying present, yes.
And sweetheart, this is such an amazing lesson for you, because so often, Anne, you were so blessed. You had so much.
I had it all, and I couldn't enjoy it. Yes.
Exactly. Exactly. And so I bet you're never going to go back there ever again.
I don't, you know, it's amazing. Since this fire, the mood swings are gone. You know, I just, you know, I don't know if I had to create more real drama, but I get that, you know, it's, I'm being breaking open, and it's a big thing, and I've been, I even have had, like, on Mary Hall's show, you know, I belong to that community love active thing I was taking, and it's like I knew something was coming intuitively. I knew I was going into the unknown, that there was something big happening this year. I sure didn't think it was going to look like this, but I'm not questioning it. I'm saying, what are the gifts in it?
Well, yeah, and I think that's the big thing, are the gifts, and the shift of Anne's energy to go, wow, let me look where the blessings are all the time.
Well, and I did that, but I think I was in my head, not my heart. I couldn't get to my heart around it. I mean, I knew all of it. I could talk the talk and everything. I just didn't know how to access the feelings of it.
And that's kind of really what the theme of this whole show has been, actually, today, is are you going to get up out of bed, you know? Are you going to look at the beliefs of your childhood? Are you going to count your blessings even when your house burns down? Are you going to work with you in creating you and the life you want? It's beautiful, Anne, and I...
Well, I used to do it from my head. I worked with me. I knew all your principles, and I could do it all, but somehow it didn't connect. It now connects.
Yep. So God works in mysterious ways, eh?
Yes,
and they're showing me thousands of people bowing down to you.
Yeah, so, I really get that now. My light is shining in a whole different way than I thought it was going to.
Yep, and you're acknowledged.
I'm not here to teach anybody, but I'm just teaching by how I'm dealing with this.
You bet. You bet, sweetheart. Good for you. Thank you for sharing that with us, Anne.
And thank you for being there and all the support of you and your community. Your emails have meant so much, and even, you know, yes, that's the kind of support I'm getting from all over. And even to the insurance lady saying, you don't have to bring it all back. I trust you. I mean, this is just like unheard of. It's and then friends coming up with a rental house for us and letting us in now, even though we don't start till the end, and they're bringing in furniture for me. I mean, it's just like everywhere I turn, I'm being blessed. I went and bought some clothes that were too long. I thought, well, I can ask Mary to shorten. Mary shows up at my condo, takes them back that night, and brings them back the next morning. I mean, I definitely have my angels and guides with me all the
way. You
bet.
It's beautiful. And what I want you all to hear is if you can just see that before you have to see that, your life will change exponentially.
Well, I used to always see it. I've always felt that I've created wonderful things, and I created all this magic and miracles. The part that was missing was enjoying it.
Yeah, I know.
I've always been grateful for it. Yeah.
Every show, I would try to bring you back to that. So I am honoring you and thanking you for getting that. Awesome. Thank you, darling, for calling in.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, we're going to Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up?
Are you hearing me?
I am.
Okay. I have to say that every time I ask you a question, I get fantastically useful information, which I write down because when I go back and look at it later, I learn even more.
Good. Thank you.
Just a little feedback there.
Thank you.
What
I
is the most... go ahead.
I appreciate that. Thank
okay.
you.
Okay. What is the most useful thing that I could notice or pay attention to at this time?
Love. They said it before you even finished your sentence. So let's look at that. Especially they're saying love for yourself. There's stuff you need to get in alignment, and this, of course, is for everybody. There's three things that he's bringing in for all of us. Sheets, book. Give me a song, Mike.
I can see clearly now.
Okay. We all have to define ourselves as I know, I get it, I understand, I accept it. I see clearly everything I need to see. If you do not claim that, you get confusion. Now, again, you have to claim it to be it. I am the God of me that sees clearly. Okay, we're going on to the second thing. Yes, sheets, book. Give me a song, please.
How Great Thou Art.
Okay. Number two, how great am I? How magnificent am I? How special in this world am I? How blessed am I? How important am I that the whole universe, like Anne's universe right now, comes forward to bless me with the gifts I want? Wow, how awesome am I? And the third thing, we're going to the sheet. And we're going to a core belief, this page, here. Yeah. Know that you're the God of you that creates everything. So those are the three things to answer Mike's question. And read your question again, Mike.
What is the most useful thing I could notice or pay attention to?
How much I love myself. How freaking amazing and fabulous I am, and that I'm the God of me that creates everything. The more you feel, Mike, because sometimes you get in your head a little bit, sir, the more you feel into that, all those things, and really feel your magnificence, the more your world opens up. All right, sweetheart?
Yeah, I appreciate it. The 30-day exercise you gave me last time is mind-bending. It's incredible. My world is opening up in ways I've never seen.
Awesome. What did I give you?
You gave me, to be repeated at least 5 minutes per day for 30 days, I know, and I know that I know, that I am the creator of me.
Yeah. And that came in again today. That you brought in for all of us. Because, you know, guys, if you don't know that, You're not going to get out of bed. You're going to still see a world that judges you. All the things that we've talked about today, you are the power that turns around. But you've got to turn it around first, and then it shows up in your life. You have to turn you around, right?
Absolutely.
You, your beliefs, and your perspectives. And then the whole world follows you. All right. Thank you, dude. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you.
Well, what a nice Easter show. This whole entire show has been about being reborn. I'm hoping that you're noticing it. Being reborn, we would, in our terms, say recreated. So during this show, we have taken the Play-Doh of us and said, all right, not too happy with this part of the Play-Doh picture that I've made. I'm going to squish it up. I'm going to make something new, and I'm going to know exactly what it is that I want to focus on. Okay? We need to be off in 3 minutes, and I've taken everybody in the order kind of that you've called in to here today. We're going to try Kathy. If you talk real quickly, I can get you in.
Hi, Dee. How are you?
I'm good. Quickly get to your question, baby.
It has to do with what you were talking about in the beginning, what the channel was talking about, violence in the world.
Yeah.
And it struck me, because my question is, I've been, you know, operating under the belief that there really is not more violence, but there's more focus on it. And so when you said that the channel said there's really more violence, it hit me.
Well, it's
so,
the same thing, Kath. It's the
okay.
same thing. The more you focus on it, the more the appearance of it grows.
Okay.
Anything
so
you focus on
increases.
Expands.
Okay.
Because
so,
the awareness of it expands.
Right. So then what the channel's saying is that because we are focusing more on it, that there is more, there actually, it's creating more violence?
Well, yes, in the way that the more we focus on it, the more we experience the fear of it.
Okay.
And so, therefore, when I say there's more violence today as there has ever been, I get a big no. But there's
okay.
a lot more focus on it,
yes.
which makes us feel like there's a
okay.
lot more violence, which puts us into a lot more fear. And part of this is because of all of the computers and the iPads
yeah.
and the communication about the violence.
Yes. You know,
okay.
That's helpful because that confirms my belief. And it was interesting because I did a training this week, a leadership training that I really focus a lot on love and self-love, but it was at a very up-and-coming website for young people, news website for young people,
uh-huh.
and everyone I was working with was like 20 to 30-somethings. And
yeah.
I made a statement something about, you know, that there really isn't as much violence as that there's a lot of good out there, but of course this is a news organization, and they all looked at me like I was crazy.
Yeah,
that
well,
there was actually, you know,
yes,
that there were a lot of good people. Yeah,
and these are the generations that are beginning to run our world.
Right, right,
and
exactly.
we have to reach them. So good for you.
Yeah. So thank you for confirming that.
Yeah,
that's
you bet.
A belief I hold dearly. So
and that, you know, we're going to explore all of that in this webinar.
Yeah.
There's going to be a lot of expanded understanding and information coming in.
And what's the date of it?
It is April 21st from 7 to 9. The sign-up's
okay.
right on the homepage at IMD Wallace. All right, got to
okay.
run, got to go. Love you, Kath.
Thank you. All right,
I love
you
all of you. I love all of you. Please love yourself. And be loving yourself so much that you're tough love with yourself. You get up, you get out of bed, you start walking, you start creating yourself exactly the way you want it to be. We are risen up today anew. Love yourselves, love yourselves, love yourselves more, because you know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.